Blog Talk Radio.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico. But a norther started blowing, and lightning flashed about. I thought someone was calling me, I thought I heard a shout. Then at that moment lightning struck not 20 yards from me, and left there was a giant cross where once there was a tree. And this time I knew I heard a voice so sweet and strange, a voice that came from everywhere, a voice that called my name. So frightened I was thinking of sinful deeds I'd done. I failed to see the 1,000 head of cattle start to run. The cattle they stampeded were running all around. My pony ran but stumbled and it threw me to the ground. I felt the end was near, that death would be the price, when a mighty bolt of lightning showed the face of Jesus Christ. And I cried, oh Lord, forgive me, don't let it happen now. I want to live for you alone, oh God, these words I vow. My wicked past unfolded, I thought of wasted years, when another bolt of lightning killed 100 head of steers. And the others rushed on by me, and I was left to live. The master had a reason, life is his to take or give. A miracle performed that night, I wasn't meant to die. The dead ones formed a barricade, at least 6 or 7 high. Right behind it there was I, afraid but safe and sound. I cried and begged for mercy, kneeling there upon the ground. A pardon I was granted, my sinful soul set free. No more to fear the angry waves upon life's stormy sea. Forgiven by the love of God, a love that will remain. I gave my life and soul the night the Savior called my name.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us.
When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. And again, we have something to bark about in our saint of the day. He is Blessed Salomarius Casey for July 30th. He lived from November 25th, 1870 to July 1st, 1957, born Bernard Francis Casey. Quote, "We must be faithful to the present moment or we will frustrate the plan of God for our lives. The path starts with being declared venerable, which means that the church has found in your life that your life was characterized by heroic virtue. Salonis Casey was declared venerable in 1995. After beatification comes canonization, at which point you are officially a saint. During his time at St. Bonaventure's, Casey was involved in the formation of Capuchin Soup Kitchen. The soup kitchen was founded in 1929 to provide food for Detroit's poor during the Great Depression. Casey is considered one of the founders of the soup kitchen, which is still in operation today. Barney Casey became one of Detroit's best-known priests, even though he was not allowed to preach formally or to hear confessions. Barney came from a large family in Oak Grove, Wisconsin. At the age of 21, and after he had worked as a logger and a hospital orderly, a streetcar operator, and a prison guard, he entered St. Francis Seminary in Milwaukee, where he found the studies difficult. He left there in 1896, joined the Capuchins in Detroit, taking the name Salonis. His studies for the priesthood were again arduous. On July 24, 1904, Salonis was ordained, but because of his knowledge of theology was judged to be weak, he was not given permission to hear confessions or to preach. A Franciscan Capuchin who knew him well says, "This annoying restriction brought forth in him a greatness and a holiness that might never have been realized any other way." During his 14 years as a porter and a sacristan in Yonkers, New York, the people there recognized Salonis as a fine speaker. James Durham, his biographer, writes, for though he was forbidden to deliver doctrinal sermons, he could give inspirational talks. As the Capuchins termed them. His spiritual fire deeply impressed his listeners. Father Salonis served at parishes in Manhattan and Harlem before returning to Detroit, where he was a porter and sacristan for 20 years at St. Bonaventure Monastery. Every Wednesday afternoon, he conducted well-attended services for the sick. A co-worker estimates that on the average day, 150 to 200 people came to see Father Salonis in the front office. Most of them came to receive his blessing. 40 to 50 came for consultation. Many people considered him instrumental in cures and other blessings they received. Father Salonis' sense of God's providence inspired many of his visitors. "Blessed be God in all his designs" was one of his favorite expressions. The many friends of Father Salonis helped the Capuchins begin a soup kitchen during the Depression. Kapustin's is still feeding the hungry there today. In failing health, Solanas was transferred to the Kapustin and novitiate in Huntington, Indiana in 1946, which lived for 10 years until needing to be hospitalized in Detroit. Father Solanas died on July 31, 1957. An estimated 20,000 people passed by his coffin before his burial in St. Bonaventure Church in Detroit. At the funeral mass, the provincial Father Gerald said his was a way of life and service, of service and love for people like me and you. When he was not himself sick, he nevertheless suffered with and for you that were sick. When he was not physically hungry, he hungered with people like you. He had a divine love for the people. He loved people for what he could do for them and for God through them. In 1960, a Father Solanas Guild was formed in Detroit to raise Kapustin seminarians. By 1967, the Guild had 5,000 members, many of them grateful recipients of his practical advice and comforting assurance that God would not abandon them in their trials. Solomon Casey was declared venerable in 1995 and beatified on November 18, 2017. He was officially recognized as servant of God in 1982 and received the title venerable in 1995. After a miraculous healing attributed to him was approved by Pope Francis in 2017, he was beatified in Detroit at Ford Field on November 18, 2017. His biographer, James Patrick Derham, writes that eventually Father Solanas was weary from bearing the burdens of the people who visited him, long since he had come to know the Christ taught the pure love of God and one's fellow man as children of God are in the final event and all that matter. Living this truth ardently and continuously had made for him a spiritually a free man, free from slavery to passions, from self-seeking, from self-indulgence, from self-pity. Free to serve wholly both God and man, the porter of St. Bonaventure's, page 199. Heavenly Father, I pray for the advancement of the of Blessed Solanas Casey's cause for sainthood. The more they may become aware of him and the many people who may be led to you by seeking his counsel and his blessings, just as they were during his early life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that is our saint for the day. One with a lot to bark about.
Yes, and he gave his life.
He did.
For the people of the Lord God, you know, that he gave his life. That was his life. And is his life today. And so we pray for our priests.
That soup kitchen is still going strong.
Yeah, and I think that's going, and that was in Detroit, and so that's going on all over across the country, wherever people of goodwill are out there to follow the example of Blessed Solanas Casey. And so we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints and their example.
He keeps Motown moving.
Yes. And so we want to continue to pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
A prayer from St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And St. John Vianney, he said, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, when you are tempted, she will come at once to help you, and Satan will leave you. And so the Catholic priest, always at our side when we do fall. So go to confession and pray for our priests. Pray for those who are on the front line against sin. And for us, because God loves us so much. Thank you, Lord, for our holy Catholic priests. And keep them strong. And I love this, what Pope St. John Paul II said. And you, Mary, woman of the Eucharist, mother and model of every priest, be close to these sons of yours today. And throughout the years of their pastoral ministry, like the Apostle John, they too welcome you into their home. Help them to conform their lives to the divine teacher who has chosen them as his ministers. May their presence, just spoken by each one with youthful enthusiasm, be expressed every day in generous adherence to the task of the ministry, and blossom in the joy of the magnificence. Jesus, the Virgin Mary. Oh, man. All for the greater things that God's mercy will to work through their hands. Amen. Namely, the Mass. No greater work conducted by any hand is the Mass, the consecration of the Eucharist and the sacraments. And thank you, Lord, for these gifts. Thank you, Lord. And with this, we also want to pray for our children, because they are up and coming, and they are innocent. We pray to maintain their innocence and their protection.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all...
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children... Children,
you'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, Pope Benedict, his prayer for our children. O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Protect them, Lord, from any and every kind of danger. And Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we also come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of the world. We come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us, and by your powerful intercession, and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, we may offer our thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. And we thank you, and we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today, and we pray for all those who are addicted to all kinds of bondages. So we pray for those who are addicted to have or are suffering under addictions, and we pray for those who need deliverance. So we pray for America, and we pray for our families, and we pray for our children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God. Little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children, little, bitty children, 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 children.
Wow, and we do pray for our all our children. Just being at Mass this morning and seeing the wonderful families and all the little children, it just brings a smile to our Lord and our Mother, our Heavenly Mother, because they love these little children so much. Mike, did you see that this morning too, as well as I did?
Oh, yes. When you see those little kids, they're going to carry the faith on. And speaking of children, they were used extensively by our Blessed Mother. And many of the apparitions that she's done. And speaking of apparitions,
yeah,
we want to let you know that tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central, we come back to you again with Journey with Mary, a detailed look at one of the many apparitions that she's created. I would not like to be the one who would have to calculate her frequent flyer miles, because she's done a lot since 40 A.D. Where's she going? Where are we going tonight?
I should be able to. Hold on a second. I'll look that up if I can. Hold on. Just bear with me just for a second. We should be looking at a reported. We're going to Rapallo, Italy, where it's reported.
Say that again. Rapallo?
R-A-P-A-L-L-O. Italy. It's P-A-L-L-O. It's reported that she appeared there in 1557. So John Carpenter will fill us in with the story behind this. And so
That
should be very good. So listen in.
There may even have been children involved in that one.
Very well be. So we'll find out. We'll definitely find out. And so for now, though, for all those of you who are in RCIA or who was received into the Catholic Church through the RCIA, now, if you feel like the RCIA in your parish or your area wasn't up to par, well, you can always do a lot of study on your own to fill in the gaps. And so I hear that a lot. But the RCIA is the means by which many people are being received into the Catholic Church today. And so we, in honor of you guys out there, all those in the RCIA or who have participated in the RCIA, this song is for you. And the RCIA, and you know, Mike, I was a lead catechist in Baghdad, and we led many people into the Catholic Church as I was instructing the RCIA there in Baghdad, Iraq. So that's pretty cool, huh? Well, God bless you, Mike.
Well, you too.
Was that how you came back to the Catholic Church? Was through the RCIA, or was it just...
No.
Okay.
No, the priest told me. The priest told me I was still Catholic. So.
Yeah, that's good.
And I told him I wanted to get involved. He said, "Join the Knights of Columbus."
Hey, and you did.
And I did.
Are you a fourth degree member?
Yeah.
Outstanding, man.
So
I'm a faithful pilot. Faithful pilot in our council. Yeah. So outstanding.
God has been good.
And God is good all the time. And so we will be back tonight with John Carpenter as we are going
into
Italy. Italy. Where it's reported the Virgin Mary has appeared. So we will investigate this reported apparition. So
yes,
God bless you.
We're going to find took place in 1557.
Yes, 1550, not Hines 57. This is 1557. So we'll find. We'll hear more.
And she's called there Our Lady of Montalegro. Rapallo, Italy,
right.
1557.
Okie doke. Well, that should be good. All right. Well, we'll catch you then, Mike, and I'll catch all you out there, Deeper Truth. God bless. And bye-bye.